Yes.
If you would like me to, I can read a section of the code, meeting procedure 3.04110. If you'd like me to, it talks about the agenda and proceedings and such.
Please.
If you want me to. Meeting procedure. At the established hour on the day of each regular meeting, the assembly members, the borough manager, and such department heads as may have requested to be present shall take their regular station in the assembly chambers, and the business of the assembly shall be taken up for consideration and disposition in general accord with the agenda. The mayor may, unless opposed by the majority of the assembly, alter the sequence of matters to be considered from the agenda. With the former regard, flexibility is desired to achieve a logical sequence in the consideration of topics. Strict adherence to the formalized procedures recited in Robert's Rules of Order, revised forward copyright 1971, shall not be required. Instead, the mayor shall, as presiding officer of the meeting, have a discretionary power to conduct procedural matters of the assembly as he deems prudent, balancing considerations of expectancy with fairness and opportunity for complete hearing. And that, I think, is what would speak to the situation.
They are unrelated from the agenda item. We will come back to the agenda item. We will deal with this. A motion's been made and second, and we'll take a poll vote, and then we'll come back to the item that's on the agenda.
Repeat that?
Separating the two.
Okay, we're going to vote on which one first?
We're going to vote on a motion and then come back to the letter for the removal.
Can we have the motion?
The agenda item.
Can we have the motion reread, please?
It's this in front of
me. This is, in a sense, amending
the agenda.
It's the whole thing.
The motion was the discussion and possible action,
It was a single discussion.
I apologize. I'd just like to discuss.
This is the motion. There has been a lot of discussion on this subject today.
Yes.
And the public has had the opportunity to hear that several times. So that is the only reason. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't allow it.
Mayor?
Your Honor, Assembly, Christy Jameson, 612. I agree with Mayor Jack on his suggestion, because you're separating the two so there's no confusion.
Since they're not joined, they should be separated.
But there is a motion on the floor, and is there any further discussion on that motion?
I'd still like to hear the motion. As it was.
I can read it.
Please.
I move to direct our SEPA board member representative to ask the SEPA board to pay for the O&M cost of the secretary wage and accounting fees under FERC, FERC code 539. If the SEPA board does not approve these legitimate O&M expenses, the borough manager is directed to deduct these O&M expenses from the monthly power purchases from SEPA as according to the current O&M agreement.
Okay, I have one question. Since this does have pertaining secretary wages to one of our members, should we have a stepping down from Ernie? Because it is monetary.
It's shifting who pays for it, but...
It is monetary value, though, for this person. It is actually saying the security of her wages.
That's true. It's up to the assembly.
Up to the assemblies.
Any further discussion?
Yeah, do we need to... What, are we going to have Ernie step down? Because it is a secretary's wage.
I think it would... Well...
Your Honor, Assembly Member, you need to rule on that.
Yes, we need to rule on it.
Whether it has a conflict of interest or not.
Yes, we have to rule on it.
Before you move on.
You did declare a conflict of interest?
No, because it's a brand new... It came in after he added it in there, so this is something brand new to the agenda. So this is now something that has been brought up, but it also has something to do with the conflict of interest for the secretary's wages. I think it's a conflict of interest. We need a rule on it.
The mayor can make the rule.
You have to make the rule if it's conflict of...
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe there is a conflict in this case since it's directly related.
Your Honor,
I think
Assemblymember Stowe made the motion. Assemblymember Christian seconded it. So I believe it would probably be appropriate for another Assemblymember to second it.
That's true.
One other Assemblymember to second.
You seconded it?
Yeah.
I'll second that.
Okay, we all ready?
We're ready.
Poll vote, please.
Your Honor.
Your Honor.
Oh.
Hey, again, Brian Ashton, Senate 3 Case Avenue. Just a quick question. I don't have a problem bringing that officially to them, but would it be more appropriate for the city to write a letter to SEPA? And certainly, I'm aware of what your wishes are, and I certainly will support it if you decide to move on that. But if you do move on it, would it be more appropriate to simply write a letter to SEPA?
I don't have any disagreement. Write the letter, have you take it. You got the net, you're one of my concerns. Like you said, the date of the meetings, and you'll have it for the next meeting then.
Yeah, my point is just simply an official letter being sent from the city to this organization.
You should have some kind of official notice from us to you to that, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the meeting's going to be right here in Wrangell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I agree.
Okay. I would do it if you guys wanted me to, but it just seems like there's more.
No, it's more official the way you're asking. Thank you.
I'll just abstain from voting.
Okay. Are we thoroughly confused now?
Well, can I make a comment? Can I further discuss a little bit?
You need to holler.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I think at this time I'm going to be voting no on this, but I don't think it's a wrong idea to pursue necessarily, but I think the issue of it coming up tonight all of a sudden and the fact that we do have some time, I would like us to further consider this, and that's why I'd be voting no. Maybe it's because I'm so new to the group, but well, I am, but I also, you know, I've known that this has been going on for a while, and from what I witnessed today at the workshop, I felt like there was some thawing of the ice between the groups, and so I'd like that to kind of continue. And I think there's a way to kind of massage things a bit, maybe.
I think the thawing of the ice, according to seeing between the council member and the Petersburg mayor, that the council's not going to change their opinion on theirs, what I was told. So basically, we're stuck with paying the bill. We've been paying the bill, and that's my concern, is to bring it forward now, give it to SEPA, let them deal with it, see what they're going to do with it. And then if they say no, then it's back to like Warren said, then we need to get legal advice, do it that way. This has been an ongoing since July. So I feel it needs to be addressed. That's why I want to vote yes.
Any other discussion? Hold on.
Assemblymember Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspin?
No.
Decker?
No.
Stokes?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Nope.
Mayor Jack?
No.
Four no, two yes, Your Honor. Motion fails.
Mayor? Due to failure,
pardon me?
I said, due to failure of this thing passing, I think we need to put it on the next agenda.
I think it has to be, there's a time limitation, I believe.
I can check. I thought if there's someone on the prevailing side, they can bring it back up.
Yes,
and so I would do that.
Okay.
That's
okay.
For the next agenda.
We'll check it as soon as they can get it on the agenda, you can put it on the agenda.
Yeah. I just feel it's a big concern. We're putting a lot of money out of pocket here. That's and right. Not getting reimbursed.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Returning back to item 13G. Discussion of possible action to send a letter to the CEPA board to request a vote to remove the Wrangell CEPA board voting member.
I think this, I'd like to speak to this one. The way this is written on our agenda, it's an assembly discussion. As I mentioned earlier, we have a letter from Bob Blasco, September 4th, 2013. And basically, it's saying that we cannot remove our appointed person. Once we appoint him, we can't remove him. And so I think that...
We can't, but the CEPA board can.
I think that in my discussion, I don't see any problem with the person we've had. He's had some difficulties, as he stated in public, and I am working with Mr. Ashton quite a few different times to be informed. I think that he's done a good job, and it's my feeling that he should stay there. I think sending the letter as Warren has stated that I don't think we should be going down that avenue because that just confirms the fact that they have that power until we get that legal opinion of whether they actually do or not. It's never been tested, so unless it's tested, we're giving them because there's other issues that go with that. So I recommend no action.
I'd like to say, though, if there's no action done, we've been 3 months without any sort of a report whatsoever. The last report came in from our non-voting member. I understand, but we do need to know what is going on at all times. That is our people, and we need to know. Yes, please. I mean, I just feel that that's something very important.
Morgan Ashton, 732-7. This is a record for me coming up this many times in the meeting. It was brought to my attention last week that this was an issue. There were some crises that I had to deal with. I had to remove myself for a few months. I'm re-engaging at this time. As I understand it, you would correct the council can't remove a member, but the CEPA board can. But I would cut to the chase as far as myself personally and just simply go, if the board were to come in and vote, have a vote of no confidence, I'd just simply step down. It's as simple as that. So this was a surprise to me, because before I became the board member, there were very few reports given by the SEPA board members to the councils. Mm-hmm. I believe I've given more than anybody ever has in writing. My very first meeting as a voting member, I raised issue, and I think I'm probably still on record the only SEPA board member to ever raise an issue and contradict the SEPA staff, which ultimately realized a $2 million savings last year and them going down a path that was not a good thing to do technically with communication, transmission, fiber cables, and satellite stuff. I won't bore you with the details. And it was shocking that it took 4 meetings and 3/4 of a year to get them to listen to reverse direction. When a board member that actually had professional knowledge of the technology was standing up and stating, this is not a good idea, we're going to spend almost 15% of our gross revenues for a year on this technology and it's not the right way to go. My point being is that wasn't really easy to do. I didn't appreciate it. I'm not political. I don't like being contentious. But I do apologize for falling off the record, off the map for about 3 months. But I'm back, and it's just to your discretion whether or not you'd like to have me continue doing what I'm doing. So I also gave you a report today. If you want me to review that, I can at your discretion when you'd like me to. So.
Thank you. On the Christian 9.2 mile, I'd just like to remind this assembly, when they appoint a person to a board, there's no direction given to them. And to think that somebody should come back and give you a report without it being asked, I find it very disheartening coming from this assembly looking to remove somebody for that fact. This assembly appoints many board members to very many committees in this community. And I don't see them coming up here and giving you guys reports on a monthly or bi-monthly basis. And to have this against one person, a SEPA board member, I find very ill in my heart. I do remember Mr. Paul Southland was the first one to ever come give you a verbal and written report back when he served. And since then, it's been nothing. But since then, we've got Brian here. And I guess the point I'm making is I'm very angry right now that this board or this assembly would even consider removing a board member without even talking to them or anything and expecting them to come give them a report when they're not even told to do so or directed to do so. You guys just appointed a couple people here tonight to sit on boards. Are you asking them to come give you a monthly or bi-monthly report? I just had to share my anger. And I would just like a little bit of thought here the next time that this is brought up. Otherwise, a good idea would be able to give a list and what you expect from your board members. And so when you appoint them, then you can hand them a paper and they can sign it. Yes, I'll do this for you. That might be a better way to go about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
And just sort of a philosophical discussion, you know, not with the attached personalities, but I understand that the assembly cannot remove a SEPA board member. That's what the attorney said. But why is that? I mean, is there a way to change that in the future? And I'm just kind of philosophically throwing that out there. And I'm not talking about Brian. I'm just saying in the future. Because, and the reason why, when you brought that up at the meeting today, that was a struggling point for you because you said if this person's not representing the community, you know, it's an issue. And I think that's a legitimate concern.
Julie, that was one of my main goals on being public about SEPA and the Thomas Bay was to get the discussion going. The board member is indoctrinated, just like I said at the meeting. If you go to the next SEPA board member when they appoint them, and listen to what the attorney has to say, you'll kind of be amazed. The problem with that is Mr. Ashton here is our representative, and he comes and gives us a report That's all he has to do. There isn't anything that we can do. We can ask him to give things to the board and have them bring them forward to them.
I can.
But the board, we can't remove him. He can resign, or they can remove him.
The reason why the city council can is because CEPA is a nonprofit. And
yep.
The board's appointed, they have to act autonomously on the behalf of that organization. And so the appointing agency that has oversight of that nonprofit basically can't manipulate that organization. That's the reason why there's such confusion in this issue. Is in order to have CEPA been given 501c status, the board has to operate autonomously. It was the best fit by the state legislature when they did that. It wasn't the perfect fit. But the balance that, my understanding is that's the reason why the appointment is only year by year. The counter to the year by year is that just about the time you start getting your head around the whole thing and you start having some experience, you could be removed politically if the powers and the winds change. But that's the reason why I say to me, CEPA's best interest is the community's best interest. I don't care what the attorney says to me about how I vote for CEPA or not, that's the way I'm going to vote. And so if the council were to come up and say halfway through a term, I don't have confidence in your abilities, personally for me, I'd simply say, okay, well, I'm not going to serve anymore. I resign. It'll make it real simple. The CEPA board can remove somebody off the board if they feel like that board member is not following the best interests of that nonprofit organization. So technically, that's the reasons why it's set up the way it is, and we're kind of stuck with it.
My quick layman asking questions again. if they're a nonprofit organization, and like was brought up that they're using Thomas Bay to purchase equipment and do other things, stupid that, and not paying the taxes, that's one thing. But for that organization to continue, that was my whole public thing, and I'm kind of getting shot down on it, my opinion. But how do we, except for how the good graces your heart, have a representative that represents our communities? If it's a 501c, is that what you call it? And then, so they're autonomous, but they're not autonomous because we're controlled by the power sales agreement, and they're controlled by other factors. In other words, the breaking down of it, the only reason that they exist is because the three communities have agreed to stay at a two-dam pool. That all could change if you were two separate power projects. The question being raised, that I raised, was the divestiture of December 2014. My question is, you should do due diligence and look at it. You could change some of the structure of that, couldn't you?
The CEPA board can change the structure of CEPA, and there's stuff in the charter that outlines, you know, supermajority, things like that, as far as what can and can't be done and what that process would be. But the reality of it is because it's a nonprofit under IRS rules, this is federal IRS stuff, it has to be able to operate autonomously to have that nonprofit so that a profit organization or controlling group can't manipulate the nonprofit because it violates the whole foundation of what a nonprofit is and how it's supposed to operate, and that's why it has those exemptions under IRS rule.
But that goes back to, it's not a government agency.
That's right. It's a nonprofit. It's a best fit. So the state legislature, with due diligence, tried to do the best fit they could, and this is what they came up with. And again, for you guys, it's not a big deal. I mean, at least as long as this person's sitting on the board, if you don't want this person to serve, then just say so and I'll resign. But the agenda item was correctly written in that this council would have to simply write a letter and state, the board member is not serving that nonprofit in the way that we'd like. Would you please consider removing that person? And that would be a way that could be done. So
Thank you.
Any further on this? Any wish to take any action on that? We move on to the next item agenda, item on the agenda, which is item 14, attorney's file. We have nothing. Item 15, executive session. And then item 16 is adjournment at 8:27 p.m.